This is Winfrey, and we welcome you to another edition of the Don and Win Show on Saturday. I forget the date. And Don is going to be with us in just a moment. So I have to talk until he gets here. This is going to be an interesting show. I am at the UFO convention in San Jose. And this is a convention that happens every year. And there's many speakers here. George Norrie of Coast to Coast was here today. Many people that have various stories of UFO experiences. There's a lot of booths here, people selling things, talking about their experiences. We have the producer of the show, Victoria, who I'm going to put on the air. And we're going to be going through and actually meeting some of the people at the show. It was just going to be all kind of spontaneous. Who knows who I'm going to talk to and what's going to happen. Not me, that's for sure. The idea of UFOs, by the way, is not something that we usually cover on the Don and Win Show. And the reason I'm here is because, I have a booth. And I've been introducing my book and some of my personal experiences to this crowd, which tends to be fairly open-minded. And I'm sitting in my booth now, and there's a gentleman here. Are you familiar with Edgar Cayce?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm the author of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and my book makes the case that Edgar Cayce is back in the world. And, by the way, while we're talking to you, I also do a radio show every Saturday, and so we're on the radio now. It's over the Internet called The Don and Win Show.
And so, welcome, folks.
Oh, now we got Don on the line.
That's right.
Don and Win Show. And what's your name, sir? We have Tom. Where are you from, Tom? He's from San Francisco. What brings you to a UFO convention? Let me put this mic near Tom.
Don't pull it too hard. I'm on my cell phone. Go ahead.
Well, I guess it's the
Say hello to Don.
Hello, Don.
Well, hello, my friend.
Hello.
Hi, hi. Hello.
Okay, I can hear you okay now.
Okay, excellent. Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. I don't know who you are. I just got on the program myself. So,
okay, well, I was just walking by the table and came over to investigate the book Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I guess the gentleman, the author here, Wynn, asked me to participate, so here I am.
Well, have you had a chance to listen to what Wynn was saying about the book?
No, I have not, and I was just browsing, and then I was asked about it. So.
You got to love Wynn. That's my co-host. He's a spectacular co-host. I love him. And, folks, again, you're tuned in to the Don and Win Show. It's a pleasure to be back with you today. We do have a phone call that's coming in. You want to, well, let's do this one together. Since you're new and I'm new and we're all new, we're going to put this guy on the phone. Let's see what they want. All right. Hello. Welcome to the Don and Win Show, whoever you are.
Hey, it's Steve Barish. How you doing?
Well, hi, Steve. It's
good.
A pleasure.
Listen, I'm trying to get into the 2007 archives. Pick up.
Steve, you're on the air. You are on the air, live.
Yeah, he's taking a phone call from somebody else.
Yeah, well, it's the call-in line, and
I'll call back later. Thank you.
Oh, Steve, thank you. All right, folks, you never know what you're going to get on the Don and Win Show, so just stick around. It gets better.
Is that we got a phone call, Don?
Yeah, absolutely. A fabulous one. Steve Barish, who does the Healing Hour.
He does the what?
The Healing Hour. It's earlier this morning.
I see.
Or this afternoon.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to tell Tom I can't give him a full presentation because that would be out of context for the show. But let me just tell you.
There's nothing out of context for our show, my friend.
Okay, the book makes the contention that Edgar Casey's back in the world, and it's a pretty well-proven thing in the book. If you read the book, you'll believe it. And more important than that, it presents the source that spoke to Edgar Casey, and it tells who they are, where they came from, and then more than that, it explains what's happening on our planet and the shift that's going on that a human can't figure out on their own. And this is, and if somebody else tells you, you say, why should I believe it? So this makes a trustworthy connection that brings credibility. Go ahead. Tom is asking me a question. What, Tom?
Why did you write?
Because I discovered David's website, and I studied it. He asked me, why did I write the book? And I resonated with it all. And at the time that I did that, I thought of myself as a songwriter and a poet. And I said, this is going to be the most important thing I ever did in my life at that time. And so I spent about 4 years working on it, like, you know, working all the I, dotting all the I's and T's. And essentially, it half the book makes the case and proves that he's Casey. And the other half brings forth the explanation and the direct words from who's speaking through him, which is defined himself as the Ra Confederacy, this youth group soul that's made up of graduates of this realm. People that have been in this realm that graduated and got off the wheel of reincarnation, so to speak, then they team up on the other side, and then they help planets at lower levels of evolution. And so this group's soul has been, in my interpretation, is one of those sources that we have thought of as God throughout our history. And now they're explaining how it all works without any religion or without any mythology. It's just direct. And we're at this crucial period in the history of our evolution now. We're at the end of a 75,000-year cycle, and a human couldn't figure out what this means because nothing's ever happened in recorded history to explain it, so they're explaining it.
Does anything ever come up?
This is an unusual way to do a program, Wynn. I think I like it.
Actually, what's that, Don?
Oh, nothing.
Do you want to go and let me do the show?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out whether, I mean...
This is going to be a fun show, Don. You're going to be sorry for not being here.
You know, I might just stick around for a little bit to just add my 2 cents every now and again.
Yeah, I think you should. Well, this gentleman asked me about resurgence in the string theory. Now, I'm going to tell you that one of the reasons that convinced me that I have all this correct, which... When I first started researching the book, I said, could I have stumbled across something this huge? One of the things that convinced me that I had it correct was 2 years into writing the book, I started to have this channeling experience, and the voice coming through my girlfriend said they were the Council of Elohim.
Well, she really wanted to get into your pants badly, didn't she?
Well, thank you, Don. Don says she wanted to get into my pants. We can put up with... No, not him. No, not you. The girlfriend. So I did all these channelings with them, and in one of the channelings, they explained how they created this realm, and in that creation, they talked about string theory, but they didn't say string theory. They talk. You read this. I'm going to go walk around and interview some other people and read the next few pages, because if you're interested, this is, if I have it correct, this is the group that actually created our realm, and they explain how they did it by spinning holograms of geometric patterns that would turn into particles and waves depending on how they spun. So they explain the string theory from the other side of creation rather than this side. You'll find it fascinating.
What do I do if I want to buy the book?
If you want to buy the book, if you get the book, you get a free CD which tells about my experiences personally, and the book is $20. This is $7 if you want it. That's the questions and answers with the Elohim, And I guarantee you that this is, throughout history, we've had all these interventions between sources on the other side that we thought of as God. This is about as close as you're going to get in this lifetime as to the real source.
Well, sure, it sure beats the good book.
Pardon me?
I want to buy the book. I had a very
it sure beats a good book.
Okay, this gentleman, Thomas, had a he's going to buy my book, and he had a disturbing...
I realize I rarely carry cash with me, and I...
You just have your credit card?
I went to the ATM.
And it's out of...
In the hotel.
It's out of money?
I opened my wallet and found out that my ATM, my Bank of America ATM card is missing.
Now, we're telling this to the whole of our audience. Tom's ATM card is missing, and he doesn't have cash. How long are you going to be here at the expo? You going to be here for another hour? Okay, so I'm going to walk around. I'm going to be here, too, but I'll be walking around coming back. Come back in an hour, and you seem like a trustworthy guy. I might give you a book and let you...
I rarely carry less than $100 of cash with me, so I reached in my wallet and said, oh, my God, $16.
$16. Come back. I might let you put the $4 in the mail. You won't be sorry.
All right, so here we are. We're at the bookshop.
Now I'm walking away from my booth, okay?
Okay, you're walking away from your booth.
Now I'm going to walk up to Victoria.
And what are you going to do? And what are you going to do next?
Victoria, I'm going to talk to Victoria.
All right, let's talk to Victoria.
Now, Victoria, I happen to be on my Saturday night internet radio show called The Don and Wynn Show. And Victoria is the producer of the festival. Would you like to say hello to our group?
Yeah.
And she says she's shy. Now she's talking to Brian.
She's the head of a festival and she's shy. Excellent. All right, bring her on.
We're live on the internet. We have George Maxwell here. Victoria, let me just ask you a question. What made you want to start this expo?
My father had a lot of sightings. And so I heard about UFOs from the time I was small. And that's how I got interested in them.
Now she pushed me away. That's all we're going to get from Victoria. But she has one of the biggest UFO shows in the country.
She pushed you away? Hey, she might be Girlfriend Z coming up.
Don said she can't channel. She can't channel.
She can't channel it.
What's your relationship to the show?
My name is Brian Hall. I'm the associate producer of the Bay Area UFO Expo. I also produce the companion event called Conspiracy Con. And the UFO Expo is actually the largest attended, at least that we know of, in the country. We get over 1,000 people easily every year. This is number 9, and we're going strong. This is probably our highest attended event. The movement is growing. It's very exciting. More and more is happening.
You
and
need to contact me, my
to
friend.
We have these great luminaries within the UFO, metaphysical, paranormal field that are trying to get to the truth about what's going on our planet, inside our planet, off-world, in the skies. One of our most honored luminaries, Jordan Maxwell, is here with us again this year. He's a good friend and colleague of our greater family, and... we're always honored to have him with us and everybody else share this fantastic information.
What attracted you to being involved in UFO?
Well, about 15 years ago, I met some interesting people who showed me some information that flew in the face of everything I had seen before. And instead of resisting and saying no, like most people, I said yes, and I looked at it with an open mind. Well, I'll tell you, it changed my world completely. My life path took a sharp left turn, and I had begun researching more and more. I became like a sponge. I used to resist reading and going to classes and all that garbage, and it was like I became an open book. I wanted more and more. The truth became virtually an opiate for me, and so I began passively looking at this, going to the lectures, buying the tapes, reading the books, and I thought, well, what can I give back? So I actually started by helping Victoria with her expo, and then in turn, I had this idea of putting on a conspiracy event which covers more terrestrial concerns. Jordan has spoken at both events, at the Bay Area UFO Expo, my event, and between the two, we've covered incredible information that sheds light on who is in control of this planet, why, and what for, and what's going on, what's really happening.
Have you heard about BBS Radio?
BBS Radio?
Yes.
I have not.
BBS Radio is probably at the forefront of alternative media on the Internet. You know James Gilland?
Yes.
He's got a show on there. I've got a show on there. Don Newsome, who's my co-host, is the founder of BBS, and he's got all kinds of shows about what you do and what, you know, alternative spiritual realities. So just mentioning that, here, if you put this on, you can say hello to Don. He's on there.
Hello, Don.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, I am excellent, but... That's what the ladies tell me.
Well, we're doing great here. Thanks for reporting on this fine event.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You really should call the office one day and speak to me, and maybe we can help you out even more, bring more awareness to it.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting that there's more and more of this kind of information getting out in all mediums, whether it's a convention, whether it's radio, television,
yeah.
Especially the Internet, of course. Anyway, I was encouraged also to mention that I personally, aside from helping with the UFO Expo, I put on a conspiracy conference every year, and we cover a lot of things that are happening, not just in the skies, but right under our very noses,
sure.
Things that absolutely do impact us right now. And if your audience is interested, there are people out there that are covering the conspiracy that's on this planet. Big time, and it's coming out really, really fast.
I'd love to. In fact, I'm all for it, my friend. If we bring out the truth hard, fast, and we continue it, we'll bring the media back in the people's hands. And you know what? That's where it belongs. That's where it's not only belongs, but empowers the people. The people really are the media, and the Internet's just proving it. I love it.
Yes, I do too, and I'm really excited just to be a part of it, and we're very pleased to have you with us this weekend.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh yeah, this is, we are at the Doubletree Hotel in San Jose, California. If there are any of your listeners who are in the area, the conference is going on all weekend. We are here Saturday and Sunday, August 25, 26.
Excellent.
And we've just had an incredible turnout this year. It's very, very exciting. Things are moving up. I'm talking to more and more people who have wonderful things happening with them when it comes to the sheer amount of growing interest all over the country. People are hungry for this. They're tired of being lied to, whether it's about, you know, what the government
Everything.
Is going to do or
yeah.
what, you know, what's flying around in our skies that... You know, these objects that defy Newtonian physics. You've got to ask, if these things are here, you know, forget for one moment whether or not they're a little green men.
Well, they look like you and I, many of them.
The technology exists. The technology exists. If they've got the technology to do this, then you've got to ask, well, what's their drive system? What's their fuel system? If they, you know, we're not talking about an internal combustible engine. That uses expensive gasoline laced with blood. If these spacecraft can get from, you know, light years away to here and make left-hand turns and do things that birds and airplanes can't do, we've got to start asking questions and how these technologies can be applied for energy purposes, for healing and medical purposes, for other applications, things that could clean up the environment, that could benefit the planet. This isn't just a conference where some guy says, I was abducted by a UFO. No, this information is empowering. We can use this stuff to heal the planet and improve things for all of us and virtually set us free.
I'm with you, and I agree with you. Absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on. I've got to help some people here. It's very, very busy. Again, if your listeners are in town, come on by. You'll have a fantastic time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, actually, I'd like Jordan to do that. Jordan Maxwell is here, looks like he's very busy too. But I have to get going. Thanks a lot for having me on the show. Come on down, and we'll see you here.
Hey, it's a pleasure, and we'll do. Thank you much.
All right, thanks.
Okay, great.
Hey, Bob. Okay, Don?
All right.
Okay, and of course, if anyone is in the Bay Area, I'll be here.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners in the Bay Area. Folks, get your butts down there. You'll enjoy it. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's hopping.
So now I'm walking down this aisle of people who are exhibitors.
Exhibitionists. I like that kind of conference.
And let's see, we have a lady here with a rice machine. Do you know what a rice machine is, Don?
I don't know, but if she's an exhibitionist, I can only guess. No, of course.
You never heard of a rife machine?
No, I've heard of Rife, of course. Rife technology. He was killed over his technology.
Now, here's a guy right here. Oh, hi, Roger.
Yes.
Well, you know what? We have Dr. Roger Weir. You know who Roger Weir is, Don?
Well, of course.
Roger, I am on the Don and Wynn Show with the Internet Radio Show.
Oh,
okay. Can I have you say hello?
Sure.
Let me just introduce Roger Weir is a famous doctor that lives in Thousand Oaks, who is probably maybe the only doctor in the country that has taken out implants from people that were abducted. You've been on Art Bell and George Norton.
Yeah, I've actually looked all through his website. There's some incredible photos.
Billy Rose.
So we're on the radio with the Don
and
Wynn Show. And say hello, Don.
Well, hi, Dr. Weir. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
You know, I'm doing excellent. In fact, better than excellent. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and I wish you all luck.
Oh, you know, we have a lot of luck and a lot of love, my friend, and we'll give it right back to you.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Roger, tell me something. Have you ever have an experience directly yourself? Or always just been...
I believe I've had experiences which I've never really pursued or looked into. But I've had some strange things happen, and I've seen some objects.
Tell people your website.
My website is alienscalpel.com. That's A-L-I-E-N-S. CALPEL.com, alienscalpel.com.
Got it. Okay. Well,
and we have a lot of visual and auditory materials that we use to get this knowledge out to the public, and the proceeds from the sales of all this material goes into our 501c3 nonprofit organization. We never charge anything for the research or the surgeries or anything in relation to the patient for the removal of these objects.
Hey, what happened?
Amazing. That's amazing.
Bring this to the attention of the real world. How do they respond to you? Evidence. You have hard evidence that something...
Yeah, we're discussing what response there is from the public to... hard evidence that we may be implanted with things that are not from here. I have never been able to get into a peer-reviewed scientific journal. Most of the time I've ignored. However, I've been asked to lecture at certain academic scientific programs. I was a guest of the SSE, the Society for Scientific Exploration in Paris. I've lectured at various universities, just spent recently 2 days in the material science department of the University of Toronto. So I have been around the world, been in 42 countries in 7 years, and a lot of this knowledge is out there with the public, but as far as academic science goes, very difficult to make an impression.
Yeah. Well, when they start shooting your kids before they can, have a say in it, in the arm and everything else with all this crap, then, you know the rest of the educational system's a bomb from there.
Well, that's right. There's a lot of stuff out there available to the public that's entertainment or trash.
Exactly. By the way, have you noticed in the past that things have been opening up a bit more in that respect, or is it still as close as it ever was about 10 years ago?
Oh, I think it's opening up, and I think there's some changes that are occurring in a very positive light.
Do you see that more so outside of our own North American Union, or do you see that as well here in North America, the USA, Canada, Mexico?
Well, you know, if you go into various countries, like in Brazil, the attitude in relation to this subject in particular is much more open than here. However, the modern pollsters, when they do a poll and ask people if they believe that Roswell was an actual extraterrestrial event, it's now somewhere around 93% of the public believes that it was an extraterrestrial event and that it's being covered up by the U.S. government,
yeah,
which indicates an extreme distrust for the U.S. government and in particularly for the administration that we have now.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that. You're absolutely right in my opinion. Absolutely.
Well, there's some, you know, very scary things that we see not only here but around the world, and I think that most people will see it, don't understand it, even feel it, and we all feel something is coming, something's going to happen, but nobody can put their finger on it or know what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think you hit that right on the nail. It's everybody has a feeling, but nobody really can quite pinpoint it. That's right.
Okay, well, I appreciate the chance to talk.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. And that was alienscalpel.com, folks. Thank you, Dr. Weir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much.
Maybe sometime we'll have you on for a whole hour.
Sure, be happy to.
Great. Don?
Yes.
Okay.
We might have a Jay-Z Knight.
Jay-Z Knight. No, Jay-Z Knight's here.
Is she there? Know, actually, there was somebody who just connected with me to have her on the program. I think it was her producer or executive producer or something.
Do you know Rob Simone? You ever heard of Rob Simone?
That Rob, name rings a bell.
Have you ever heard of BBS Radio? I'm on BBS Radio right now. I have a Saturday show called The Don and Win Show.
Is that
and
Rob?
Guess what?
Is that Rob's?
You're the next guest.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going excellent. How are you doing, Rob?
Pretty good, pretty good. We are here at the Bay Area UFO Expo and having a grand time of it.
I bet. It sounds like it.
Lovely stuff here.
Have you been there the prior years? Is it really starting to pick up here this year?
You have to say that one more time.
I said, is it picking up quite a bit, as you noticed, over the last couple of years or so?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent.
There's a growing interest in the field of ufology because people are waking up to the ascension that's happening as we get closer and closer to 2012.
I love the way you put that. They do kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
They absolutely do. And that's where I come in. I talk about this. I write books on the subject. And I lecture people really all over the world about this phenomenon from a spiritual aspect and also from a historical aspect. So when you put those things together, it's very compelling for those who are accepting of it and for those who are even skeptical.
Yep, agreed. Agreed.
Good on you. Good on you.
We love what we do here. Rob, this, you know, I wouldn't want to do anything else except for inform the public of everything.
I agree completely.
We have an open door policy here. We're going to keep screaming loud and long until everybody hears us. And it's only because we love them. That's it.
Absolutely.
And they deserve it.
Well, I'll throw you back to Win. And
on your website.
Oh, my website. Yeah, it's UFORadioshow.com.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, it's absolutely a pleasure being on your radio show. Best of luck in the future. And I'll throw you back to Win.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
I met Rob. I'll tell you where I met Rob.
Mm-hmm.
When I was first doing the research on my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, Carla Ruckert, who, of course, was channeling Ra,
was speaking at the Laughlin UFO convention, and I wanted to meet her personally to see if I trusted her information because I was doing my due diligence. And that was when I was having my own initial channeling experience. And I think I met Rob, and I was telling him about it, and he was there. And
well,
you
can,
you up.
Well, you can tell him, and sure. Just for your own knowledge, Carla Ruckert will be doing a regular program with us, folks.
She will.
Yeah, absolutely. She's. We've been communicating, and she'll be aboard very soon, and her and several others. So get ready. It's going to be fun.
That's super. That is great. Now, let's see. We are walking around here in the main...
And if, for those of you that don't know who Carla Ruckert is, it's llresearch.org.
That's right.
Sorry.
And Carla Ruckert is, for those of you that have haven't read my book, the book presents the Ra Group, the channelings of the Ra Group, and the contention is made that the same entity or group entity that spoke through Edgar Casey and David Wilcock also spoke through Carla Ruckert. And when you study them all, you can see the connection. And it's actually one of the things that convinced me that it was real, because the fact that there was a similarity of energy amongst three different people. Guess who I'm just walking into right now, Don?
Surprise me.
James Gilliland.
James, he's out there.
You
all
are
right.
On the Don and Lynn Show.
All right.
We're having the Don and Lynn Show live at the UFO convention. Say hello to Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, how are you, my dear friend? Glad to know you're out there and taking care of things.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice. You'll be on actually in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hey. You know what I was going to hope to do, because they have it goes right into the banquet. I have to be at this banquet, so we might have to do an archive.
Ah, not a problem. We'll run an archive then for you.
Maybe throw Michal Ledwith up there again or something.
Okay, you got it.
Magic, whoever you want. But yeah, we're right in the middle of that. And unfortunately, I have to be at this dinner table.
I understand, my friend.
But yeah, this is awesome here. This conference is just incredible. The movie's just going nuts. Everybody's just loving the new movie. You know, The Contact Has Begun.
Right. Hey,
and,
so it's out now.
And the new book is out, too, The Ultimate Soul Journey. I just got it Friday, actually, straight from the printer. So it's going nuts, too.
Oh, fantastic. You know, out of all the books I've read, folks, if you're tuning in, out of all the books I've read, if you're not reading Becoming Gods, Becoming Gods 2, if you're not reading James Gilliland's books, you're missing out on some of the best, fascinating material that's out there. And I got to tell you, it's riveting. It had me, I mean, I read them both. And, well, one I read in about a day and a half. I just couldn't put it down, couldn't sleep till it was done.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've got a bunch of people here, like three or four different publishers that all wanted to, you know, get involved with it. But,
sure.
You know how that goes. I'm really thinking about just hanging on to it myself and just plugging away, because... You know, you end up paying them, you know. Down
you
the
do.
Road.
Yep, yep.
But things are awesome here. The trip's been incredible. I'll have to tell you a little later, but I had a dolphin come to me. I was doing a live broadcast from
right.
the beach in Santa Cruz.
Right.
And I had a dolphin come right up to me and come out of the water and stare at me, which is just like unheard of.
Did you get a video yeah. opportunity of it or a photo? Or?
No, I was afraid to use my phone on the cell phone because I thought I might hang up on the radio show, but there's a definite transmission, and you know, you could tell they were, because we were talking about the earth, you know, and the dead zones in the ocean and all these things that need to be cleaned up, and it's funny, the dolphins seemed to know what we were doing and just joined right in. It was amazing.
Isn't that beautiful? You know, I've had some strange experiences with animals too, and they do. It's shocking when you feel it, and they know, and you know, and they know, and you're just, it's quite overwhelming.
Yeah. It was great. Hey, I've got the narrator and the producer right here of Contact Has Begun.
All right.
This guy's going to say a quick few words and put him on the on the horn here.
John and Wynn show.
You
You're on
bet.
The John and Wynn show.
Hi, Don and Wynn.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
This is Michael Knight. I'm the director of the Contact Has Begun DVD.
Excellent. You know, I hear, you know, I've watched a little piece of it, and I thought that the opening or the trailer was just excellent that I got to see Jim James put me on to, and I am really looking forward to seeing that movie.
Well, thank you. We, I don't know what James has told you about it, but we did make it to broadcast quality standards.
Yes, yes. Well, where can people pick it up? I mean, if they were to just to grab it, where could they obtain a copy right now, or is it available?
It's just come off the printing press, so to speak, but you can go to James' website, and you can purchase it online there.
Gotcha. Esetti.org.
Esetti.org, yeah. You could also go to contacthasbegun.com.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Is there anything you wanted to share with our audience before you leave us?
Hello. I have started a follow-up newsletter because James covers some wonderful territory in the story of his life, including earth changes, the sort of things that we can expect in the next few years. And my background in journalism is that I've been researching things. So I started a newsletter to look at what science is saying right now about the slowdown of the Atlantic current and the coming solar maximum. There's a lot of information out there about that, so I've actually started a newsletter on called Earth Change Report. So if people would like to subscribe
Excellent.
To that.
Where would they get that Earth Change Report? Just earthchangereport.com, or would they go to contacthasbegun.com, or how would they sign up for that?
Let's see. It's a fairly long but simple website name, but it's bycontacthasbegun.com, B-U-Y, contacthasbegun.com.
Okay.
I've got subscribers already from almost 30 countries. And if you go there, you can just see the newsletter's online right now. So you could just flip through the site, find the newsletter, see how it looks, see if it appeals.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Time. Now, what happens next? Do I give you back to James or to the man that's got me online here?
Or anybody you want.
Anybody
I'll
want
talk
you?
To anybody, my friend.
Michael Wright, is that it?
Martin Wright.
Michael Knight.
That's Michael. He was giving a little bit of promotion, but that's okay. He's the director. We're on VBS Radio right now, and Don, can you hear me?
Absolutely.
We finally have a beautiful woman to talk to. And
oh, goody.
Her name is Michelle Astiani. Now, Don, she's blonde. She's wearing a Levi top.
Ooh.
And she's got a beautiful smile, and she's got a little bit of an angelic quality to her.
I like her.
So, in addition to being incredible sexy, she has angelic forces around her, you know, mitigating her sex appeal, so guys can actually get distracted by the angels and they don't get carried away. So, And you notice we don't censor this show. Anything can come out of my mouth, and usually does.
Get off the air and put her on with me. Get off the air. Put her on with me.
Okay. I ask her what she does, because I didn't say that. Okay, she's a very interesting person, and everyone who's at a UFO expo is interesting. So this is my co-host, Don.
Here you go.
Hello, Don.
Well, hello. It's a pleasure to have you on the Don and Wynn show.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I was told with no uncertain terms that I must ask you what you do.
I am the marketing director at Beyond Words Publishing, and you may have heard of our latest book, The Secret.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've enjoyed that.
Well, the world is enjoying it, and I am absolutely thrilled to be a part of helping spread that message. Just like I am with having met James Gilliland, watched his movie, fortunate enough to be one of the few people who saw it July 4th up at his sanctuary. And within 5 weeks, we were distributing his film because it is absolutely fantastic.
You know, if it came from James, it will be. I know that because that's just the kind of guy he is.
Well, he's genuine.
Yes.
And, you know, the movie, it encompasses all the subjects. You know, you've got UFOs, you have orbs, you've got Earth changes. I mean, you've got 90 minutes of testimony, and the guy's real.
Yes, that's
the guy is real.
Absolutely so.
And that's why, you know, when we saw the film, and I met James, and I met John Savage, the producer of this film, I just went, we must distribute this movie, and it happened. It absolutely happened.
Well, I must say, we are truly thankful to you for helping out and doing that, because there are so many good things happening and so many wonderful people around the world, and if we just keep plugging away and chipping away, eventually it's going to go our way.
Well, I did some kind of research. There's like 80 million people interested in paranormal UFO activity. And I don't think, you know, 80 million people can't be wrong.
No, they aren't wrong.
No, they're not wrong. And this
even
is
if they are wrong, 80 million people can make it right.
They can make it. They can do whatever they want,
that's
really.
Right.
And so this movie, we only carry the best. We only, it's a phenomenal film. I am so proud to be represented with James, on this project. And we are going to do whatever we can to spread his message.
I love it. Well, how do people like, what's your website name for our audience here at BBS Radio?
Our website at Beyond Words.
BeyondWords.com?
It is www.beyondword.com.
Beyond Word.
Beyond
got you.
Word.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You betcha. Well, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Well, a pleasure also. And I am sexy.
You know, by the tone of your voice, I believe it. I truly do.
Thank you so much. You take care.
I will. Thank you. Blessings to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Michelle.
Yes.
You want to be my co-host now?
Yes, I do.
Well, walk around with
that.
Come on.
Hey,
I'm
recruiting.
Hey, Don.
You're recruiting.
I'm recruiting Michelle.
Good for you.
Saying, do I want him?
I'd have done the same thing.
Good.
John, you got something special to offer us?
Do you have something special to offer me?
He's got a beautiful boy.
Here's John.
Hey, John.
Hello?
Well, hello. How are you, John? Pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello, John.
Yes. I'm the producer, and I'm standing here talking to your... I'm talking to Wynn.
You should be talking to Michelle.
He's talking to Michelle, and he's not watching me, and he wasn't exaggerating. She's far more attractive, and he shouldn't be...
He shouldn't be near you, man.
No, he's. I don't know what type of a program on, but she's a lovely lady, and I am the producer. It's about James Gilliland. It's his story, and we're very proud of the production, and we have great people that are helping us in the distribution. So.
Isn't that beautiful? You know, James, the program As You Wish Talk Radio on our network, and I must say he's got one of the largest audiences on the network, and he's worth it. The man is true in every respect, and that's why we love him so dearly.
That's very true. He has a lot of great friends. Yes, he really does. He's for real.
He is.
I'm going to hand you back to your sidekick now. He's lost Michelle, so...
All right, thank you.
Don, we've lost Michelle.
Are you losing beautiful women?
Huh?
Are you losing beautiful women already?
Don, I just do that for you on your behalf. Now, Michelle's going to be my co-host while we finish the show out, at least until she gets sick of me.
No, I just want
to. But she's having fun.
I mean,
She's eating a cookie. Now, Michelle, we're on the Don and Wynn show. This is a show that happens every Saturday at 6 p.m. over the Internet. And we have it's on BBS Radio.
And how many viewers do you have?
We don't know.
How many listeners?
We don't know. It's on the Internet. It gets picked up hundreds, who knows, thousands. Don tells me thousands, but I think it's more likely hundreds. Now,
hey,
gotta find...
I never tell you thousands or hundreds. I say it's normally one or two.
Okay. Now, who are we going to interview here?
I know my mother's listening.
We have Richard. He's the publisher of the
segment. Are you the publisher of Beyond Words?
Yes. And he has a wonderful radio voice.
He does. This is the publisher for Beyond Words. I better meet him because I like to know publishers. Richard, right?
Yes.
How did you get to be a publisher of such an avant-garde, high publishing company? You must have started out, did you start out as a writer?
A
businessman?
A businessman.
Like, did you do more conventional businesses before then?
Yes, I was in the furniture business.
In the furniture business, I see. So this man went from a successful furniture business, manufacturing or selling?
Some manufacturing, but mainly retail. And my father, I worked with my father, and he sold the company in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And I was basically unemployed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1983, I got a phone call from a man that was a National Geographic photographer, and he had heard a voice while walking, taking a meditative walk on the street, and the voice said, call Richard Cohn and ask how he can help you publish your book. So I thought, maybe this man heard the big voice, maybe God was speaking to him, or maybe he was crazy, but just in case God was speaking to him, I should listen. So I asked him to bring his photos over and show me what he had in mind. And after looking at them, they were magnificent photos. I didn't know what to do with them. So I said, why don't you find a real publisher? And he came back 2 weeks later with a real publisher, and we formed a partnership to publish that book and another book that came along very shortly thereafter. And we created enough debt that we couldn't get out of business, and that launched our publishing company.
That's the way it always is, my friend.
John says that's the way he gets it, too. He created much. There's the key.
Create enough debt, you can't go anywhere.
Debt that you can't get out of business. Okay. By the way, Richard, I'm an author.
Okay.
I'm a really good author.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Michelle, because you're a good guy. I know it. I love you. I love you both. I can handle you guys. So, you're still my co-host. Michelle's my co-host.
Richard's my caddy.
And Richard is Michelle's caddy. Actually, I think, what do they call it when somebody has somebody to make sure that I don't make any trouble?
Oh, bodyguard.
Not a bodyguard. No. Not a bodyguard. Like when a chaperone.
Chaperone.
The chaperone.
Now,
Tom is still running here at my booth, waiting to buy my book while I'm walking around interviewing him. Now we have an author. Now, Tom was going to buy my book. And I'm
sitting here at your chair, and everybody thought I was just coming up trying to buy your book, and I didn't know what to charge.
They were going to buy it, actually?
People coming up with how much?
$20. God, you got a commission, too. You can make the $4 you're short.
Anyway, they're going to come
back. Okay, good, good. Okay, now it is 6:49. We have 6 minutes, right, Don?
That's correct, my friend.
Now, you know, we end this show with a calling in of the light. So I'm going to, you know what that is?
No.
What we do is we create a group energy with all our listeners, and then we bless the planet, so to speak.
That.
So you're going to be part of that.
Awesome.
Okay. Do we have to call? Let's see. We have 5 minutes. Tom, you're going to be on it too, okay?
I was just telling my wife that I was just on a radio show. You couldn't believe I came here. She actually
saw it. Tom's wife?
She was a little girl riding in the back of a pickup truck with her father who'd been a mining operation, and all of them, she and her brothers were watching a UFO following them for miles down the road back in the early 50s.
Wow.
But to her, it was nothing special because she saw them all the time. Mm-hmm. She was a little girl, so she just thought that was the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of shocked that everyone thought that UFOs were weird.
Did you ever see a UFO with your wife?
No, I had an experience with a boy that I kind of had a hard time trying to figure out, so that I came up with the idea of dark matter.
I see. Did you read that little section I told you?
I read the whole section.
It's pretty interesting, wasn't it? Yeah.
String theory from the other side.
Yeah, that's the. I mean, I don't even understand it. It's so far out, but you probably do, right?
No, I've been obsessed with reading the string theory.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm having consistent conversations with those guys. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing. But in any case,
when do I get to talk more?
Oh, she wants to talk. Oh, yeah, she does. Okay. What would you like to say, Michelle?
I just want to say good night to all your listeners, and thank you very much. I can't hear it.
Hey, hello?
Where's this radio? Yeah, sorry about that. I'm here.
We got on television, okay?
We need to put her on live TV, don't we?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, are you like...
I just picked her up. Just like, you know, she wasn't in my booth, but, you know...
She'd do better business when you're not here.
You know,
I don't know how you did it without your tools, but you left your spatula here.
I left my spatula there?
And your hammer.
Wait a second. We got Don. Don?
Yeah.
You have to be quiet because we're going to call in the light, okay?
All right, you got it.
So now what we do, this is like we're going to create a group energy here with Don and with all our listeners, okay? We're going to invoke that. You know, it's actually, we're doing it anyway. But by putting it in words, it like focuses the intention so it gets stronger. So it goes, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect the three of us standing here at the DoubleTree Hotel in San Jose. That's Tom, Michelle, and Wynn. And then Don in the studio. And now we're going to expand this energy to all our listeners. And right now, we just like to ask everyone to release any negativity into the higher realms of light to be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. And we see ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our solar system, through our bodies, and to the center of the Earth. And right now, we are going to join our energies. Even though we have many, many people in different locations, there is no time and space on the other side of the veil. And we're going to, like those who free willingly choose, let our energies join together on the other side of the veil. And many of you will feel that in your space. You'll feel a peace, you'll feel tingling, and you'll feel the energy moving through your feet into the earth. And right now, we're going to ask those higher forces, the Elohim, the Ra group, and any other positive groups and energies on the other side of the veil to join with our energies on the other side of the veil. And we shut our eyes, you can see the little flickers of light, and we are going to send this energy around our planet and ask it to fill in any places of darkness, any places of inconsistency, any places where there's war, any places where there's natural disasters, and we just ask it to fill in those places and help uplift those environments. And now we're going to bring the energy back to ourselves, back to our own bodies, and radiate this energy into your own environment, to your own families, to your own home, to your own community, and that all week you'll be walking in the midst of this energy that you and we have created in a more uplifted space. And I thank you all for being here. I thank Don for being starting BBS and letting this all happen. And I send my special love to Hildy. And would you like to say anything else, Michelle?
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
No, next week.
No, she's not going to...
She's going to be on our show next week. Look at this.
Hey, just put her on the bus and ship her up here. We'll take her.
Don says, put her on the bus and ship her up there. Don's married.
That's okay.
She doesn't care that you're married.
That's okay? Absolutely okay.
All right. Another night at the Don and Wynn Show. You're coming up with Dr. Fred Bell. Is that right?
That's right. Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show is coming up next. So, folks, don't go anywhere. We got an exciting rest of the evening for you, so stick around. Wynn, I love you, and I love the guests you brought on. Thank you very much. And
6:56. We're not even late.
That's right. First time we're early.
Okay.
All right. Good night to you, folks. We'll be back with the Dr. Fred Bell Show here in just a moment, so stay tuned.
I love you. Ugh.